John Hartman, welcome.
Thank you, Julia.
You've got a lot of videographer cred here in Fort Wayne. Now you've got your own company. So where and how did your passion for that craft all begin?
Growing up as a kid in the 80s, I watched tons and tons of music videos. I loved them. I loved the art. I loved how they were silly. I loved how they were fun. There were just lots of different styles. Growing up, I wanted to be a drummer and didn't succeed at it. So it was the closest thing for me to be able to still be involved with music and trying to do music videos. So that was kind of my passion when I went out to Maine Film School, of wanting to direct. And then when I came back to Fort Wayne, I started trying to find bands that would be interested in doing music videos with me. Found a couple people that were interested, and that's where it all started.
Very interesting. So your whole video thing came from the audio world.
Being a failed musician, yes.
No, I would not say that. And what made you turn your passion, turn profession into your own business here recently?
You know, I started out at a TV station here in Fort Wayne, and it was a wonderful experience for me, getting to know different parts of the community that I didn't know before, being more involved in politics, getting to go to city council meetings every week. There were things that were very exciting for me. Going through that and then going into my previous job, doing more national work versus more local work, I enjoy doing the local work. I think that sometimes there can be this thing about doing local commercials versus national commercials. For me, being able to make change locally is what was exciting to me. Being able to help out a community organization or a nonprofit here locally is exciting to me. Seeing a small business grow is exciting to me. If I can help shine a light on that and bring them into the forefront with a video, then that's kind of my calling.
What you do, yeah. I understand, and it's homegrown in the true sense of the word.
Correct.
So within the stockpile of videographer, filmmaker skill sets that you possess, John, what would you say are your biggest assets, especially as a business owner and operator?
I think the most important thing for me is listening. When a client or a musician comes to you and says, I have this idea, I have to be able to take that and listen to really what they're trying to say, because sometimes they don't speak the video language. So I'll hear what they say and come back and go, okay, I think this is where we're trying to go with this. Being able to do that during interviews is the same thing. And when you're truly listening and engaging with someone, that's when you get the best product or the most honest answers.
Certainly a gift and a talent. Good for you for that. So why did you choose the 07 neighborhood for this business?
I was born and raised in the 07.
That's fair and square then.
I haven't gone that far. I love the area. I'm a Southside kid through and through. So I think I got lucky in that sense. The 07 is a great mix of people and priorities. And I think that one of the things that I'm seeing right now is a lot of small business owners in the area that are going through the same thing that I am, of trying to grow their business, trying to be successful. One of the things that I like about the 07 is there are so many different business owners. I live across the street from the brewmaster over at Hoppy Gnome. I'm two blocks away from a good friend who owns Fancy and Staples. Bravis is just a couple blocks away. We have a wonderful community of people who are not only good people to be neighbors with, but also who are inspired and doing great things for their community.
So it's not only strength in numbers, it's also like-minded people can further the cause.
Exactly.
The big cause.
Yeah.
I get that. And okay, John, your tagline is making videos, making new friends. Sounds like you've got a lot of old friends anyway, but how does that work?
You know, when you go down a road of doing a video with somebody, you get to find out so many things about them.
It's an intimacy.
It is. It is. And it's a long conversation that you have that can go from a matter of a few weeks to a few months. And you're getting to understand more about somebody's business, about somebody's passion. That's such a cool thing. And I get a friend out of that. I get to know somebody better. I get to see inside of their lives and what they're doing and how hard they're working for their business. So once you do a video for somebody's business, you really understand them. And then it makes me want to support them and talk about them more.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. So besides featuring your video and film projects on your website, you also showcase these clever little fancy sessions. So what are they?
One of the things that I had wanted to do, and I was just having a hard time trying to figure out how to do this, was a reoccurring short show or video that featured local musicians. It's something I'm passionate about. Doing a music video is a production. And so trying to find a space that I could bring people into, we could just do a few songs and everybody gets to share it. It's a fun deal. So I had been having the conversation with Tabor, who owns Fancy and Staple, and she said, well, I'm closed on Sundays and Mondays, so anytime you want to come over and do it, feel free. And I jokingly said, well, we'll call it the Fancy Sessions then. And we both went, oh, it's kind of cool. I like that. So I reached out to Jess Thrower for the initial one. And so now what we're doing is trying to get a good running list of artists so I can reach out month to month and go, hey, I've got some time in my schedule. Let's get together and record some songs. I feel lucky. We've had a few that have reached out already, and Jay Tubbs is on the list right now, and Rosalyn in the Way is going to be next.
Well, I believe I see a lot of music in your future. Good for you.
I hope so. Thank you.
So, where and how does a client's creative concept and your conceptual creativity, if you will, meet and meld and result in a perfect final product?
I think being able to share creativity is the most important thing, and it can be difficult sometimes. One of the things that I always joke about is trying to pick music for a commercial is the most difficult thing. It seems like such a very simple thing, but everybody has a very different perspective on it. So that's a very small aspect of making a commercial, but it's the very first thing that people either go, I love this or I hate this. So being able to listen and try to find a compromise that works for everybody, it's always the most important thing. When we take on a project, we take it on with enthusiasm, and we take it on knowing that it's your commercial, not my commercial. What you need to be able to do is find that thing that works best for everyone. And that's usually what we end up with.
That's great. It would have to take a certain amount of trust so that you can deliver maybe the tough love or whatever it takes to be able to free yourself up to do what's going to be the best.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're hiring a photographer or a videographer, there's a ton of trust because you are, as a lot of the small business owners that I'm working with, you don't have a huge budget for marketing if you have a budget for marketing. And to be able to trust somebody with your business and to show it in the proper light that it needs to be shown in and explain to people what you do and why you're passionate about it, it is a lot of trust. And I very much appreciate the people who can, you know, let go of the reins for a minute mm-hmm. and go, you've got this, go ahead.
Great. Yes. Yeah. The dream come true. And the end result would be equally important to them. And yes, I get that. So I do have to ask, John, what's your secret of making your production slick and meaningful at the same time? I mean, keeping it state-of-the-art cool, but with substance too. Is it ever a challenge?
Yeah, you know, for me, high definition video and everything that goes into it from the technology side is nice. A lot of those things just make your job easier or more efficient, clean. The slickness or the style that goes into it, I will go substance over style most of the time. Not to say that things can't be flashy or look cool, but if you don't have a substance there, it resonates deeply and people understand that. Technology is great and it helps make efficiencies in video production, but being able to have an honest story is the key.
And the bottom line.
Yeah.
And speaking of stories, as we've kind of been doing in this whole discussion, how would you say video and filmmaking tie into the global fascination with storytelling that we're seeing so much now? And what do you consciously do in your work to maximize the narration that really you're putting out there?
Yeah, we see a lot of people saying, I'm a digital storyteller, and that's cool, it's great, but I think a lot of the time, they're more excited about being the storyteller than the story they're telling. And so that's kind of one of the things for me where I love documentary film, I love news programs, I am passionate about telling a truthful story, and I don't feel like I would be able to do anything but that. So when I talk to somebody and I see that this is a family-run business for 50 years and that they've put their heart and their soul into this, it's exciting for me to be able to reach out to them and go, well, let's figure out a good way of telling your story.
And they get it and you get it. Then you can go forward.
Exactly.
I see. You've made it easy for yourself. And last question, John. What does living this dream, building these friendships, doing this work in this part of a truly creative community like Fort Wayne mean to you?
I feel very fortunate being able to work with friends every day. They are the things that keep me going. I think that when we develop these relationships, whether it's with clients or people you're teaming with, those are the things that last a lot longer. I mean, I'll do tons and tons and tons of commercials and music videos. And in 5 years, you might not remember one of those, but those friendships that I've built, those are the things that I will hold with me and hold dear forever. So I feel very lucky to be able to have those friends.
John Hartman is a Fort Wayne videographer and owner of 07 Films. John, thank you so much for taking the time to share your lovely story with us today. Carry the gift. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Julia. It's an honor.